Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.
Welcome to AHC On Air. I'm your host, Gregory Avira. And this month's program focuses on Australia's support to communities along the Kokoda Track region. And we will hear from the Australian High Commission's Kokoda Initiative team as they discuss some of the community programs they support, especially the programs over the past 6 months. These include maternal and child health patrols and water security projects in the Kokoda Track region. We will be hearing from Nikki Wright, Second Secretary, Kokoda Initiative, Australian High Commission, Bevelyn Wangilan, Assistant Program Manager, Kokoda Initiative, Australian High Commission, Julius Wargirai, Acting Chief Executive of the Kokoda Track Authority, Cecilia Valam, Sister in Charge, Sogiri Health Centre, and Delcy Mausen, Health Program Manager with APT. These people will share insights on what benefits the Kokoda Initiative has brought to the communities and the support provided through the COVID-19 response, including health, education, and infrastructure support. Established in 2008 under a joint understanding between Australia and Papua New Guinea, the Kokoda Initiative aims to protect the Kokoda Track and Owen Stanley Range, improve services for local communities, enhance the trekking industry and improve trek safety, and preserve the Kokoda Track's unique culture and military history. Second Secretary Nikki Wright and Assistant Program Manager Bevelyn Wangilan from the Australian High Commission's Kokoda Initiative tell us more.
Thanks so much, Gregory. In 2015, the Prime Ministers of both countries agreed that the initiative would become an enduring partnership through the Papua New Guinea-Australia Joint Declaration on the Preservation of the Kokoda Track Region, recognising the significance of the track and the region to both nations.
I'm Bevelyn. I also work with Nikki. The KI partnership reflects the commitment of both governments to enhance the quality of life of communities along the track, to protect the historical and cultural values of the track, and to keep the track open and safe for trekking. The Kokoda Track is one of PNG's major tourist attractions, and approximately 3,500 trekkers, largely Australian, complete the journey every year. This year, the track has remained closed due to COVID-19. During these challenging times, the Kokoda Initiative has continued its work to improve health and education outcomes along the Kokoda Track corridor and supports the economic empowerment of local people.
Bevelyn Wangilan and Nikki Wright with a brief background on the Kokoda Initiative. The Australian government's support to health services covers a broader area, but in this program, and as I mentioned earlier, we will look at the current services and developments through the first 6 months of this year. These are the health patrols and the water security project in Kokoda region. Dulcie Mausen works with Nikki and Bevelyn. She coordinates health programs under the Kokoda Initiative. I asked her about the importance of these health patrols, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
As the Kokoda Initiative Health and Education Coordinator, can you advise the importance of maternal child health patrols during the COVID-19 context?
Women and girls will be disproportionately affected by COVID. By prioritizing essential MCH or maternal and child health services during the COVID context, the continuation of these essential services means that pregnant women and their children will continue to receive life-saving antenatal clinics and vaccinations at a time when health funds have been directed to COVID response measures nationally.
What were some of the views from the villages along the track during your awareness patrol on COVID-19 earlier this year?
Kokoda Trek communities and leaders want to have up-to-date COVID health information to advise the communities so they can adopt necessary practices and measures to minimize risk of infections. Communities are concerned about the loss of income due to the closure of the trekking industry this year and appreciate the distribution of information and infection control products to schools and health centers. Access to the latest up-to-date information and health awareness promotes community stability at a time of uncertainty, as it enables community leaders to work with and respond to the COVID context.
How has the support from the Australian government on the Kokoda initiative impacted the service delivery of health workers in the region?
50 health workers in Central and Oro Province have been trained on COVID awareness education and COVID clinical management. 3 patrols were delivered with 21 health workers and 44 village health volunteers engaged. 14 health centers, 61 schools and 64 villages were visited, all receiving integrated Kokoda Initiative program or COVID activities, including COVID awareness education, distribution of COVID information and hygiene packs to schools and health centers. 4,797 community beneficiaries attended COVID awareness information sessions. 1,400 COVID awareness posters were distributed to health centers, schools, and villages. 1,701 people were provided medical assistance during the patrols. Support to rural villages by village health volunteers has been critical, as they can reinforce the key messages of infection control, hand washing, and social distancing to families in villages. Basic cleaning products like soaps and disinfectants are difficult to access for remote rural communities. These items help to ensure that schools and health centers can maximize infection control.
What sort of health prevention measures are practiced in schools and health posts in Tsogeri and at Mount Koyari as a response to COVID-19?
Through the KIP, or Kokoda Initiative Program, 60 schools were provided hygiene packs, including a range of infection control products and 9 bucket taps, to schools with remote or no access to water, and COVID posters including awareness, prevention, and infection control information to students and teachers. 57 schools were scoped for adherence to National Department of Education's new normal policy during the COVID context. This includes scoping schools for hand washing points or basins at school entry points, provision of masks to teachers and students, social distancing measures, scoping of wash facilities, etc. Under the new normal policy, schools are establishing infection control stations at school entry points, like TP taps or simple hand washing stations. COVID awareness information, providing key information or key infection minimization messages through posters, are displayed in all schools and health centers and more widely in villages.
Maternal and child health patrols in the Kokoda Trek region with Cecilia Vallam after the break.
Colors of life and motion. NBC. Real PNG.
Welcome back. You're listening to AHC On Air, August edition on Australia's community support in the Kokoda Trek region, including health service support such as maternal and child health patrols along the trek. The Kokoda Initiative conducts maternal and child health patrols 3 times a year, in March, July, and the next will be in November. These patrols are all conducted in Tsogeri, Mount Koyari, and Kokoda. Cecilia Vallam is officer in charge of the Tsogeri Health Centre, and she leads a health patrol team consisting of 4 village volunteers to do their regular maternal and child health rounds in the Tsogeri area. In April and May, COVID-19 awareness education, information and infection control items were integrated with the MCH patrol program. At each village, people had opportunities to receive COVID awareness education, antenatal checks, family planning counseling and outpatient care, and also provided life-saving immunizations to more than 300 children under the age of 5. Cecilia has observed the program's improvements over the years in health and education outcomes for the TREC communities, and says these patrols have helped increase antenatal coverage, family planning and vaccinations.
As the SIC, I help to manage and coordinate the patrols. I arrange the vaccination schedules, coordinate the health workers and VHVs to deliver the MCH patrol programs. I also attend the patrols and run the health clinics in the villages.
Can you tell us how these MCH patrols benefit communities, especially mothers and children along the track?
The MCH patrols have helped to increase antenatal coverage, family planning coverage, and vaccinations. Overall, 90% of pregnant women in the Kokoda communities have access to antenatal care at local health facilities or on MCH patrols. This rate is much higher than Ago PNG provincial average of 49% for central and 40% for Oro province. We have seen an increase in bed supervision and a decrease of obstetric emergencies because we are able to speak with more pregnant women through the antenatal program and encourage them to come to town for further service if they are potentially at risk. The MCH patrol also allows us to talk to families and larger community groups about the importance of safe birthing vaccination schedules for children and the benefits of family planning.
Having the routine MCH patrols conducted annually in Kokoda Trek region, what can you say about the health standard in this part of the region?
Women and mothers are better informed and access to service has improved with their regular schedule of patrol from 3 to 4 times a year. It allows us to reach anyone we missed in the earlier visits. For example, a total of 75% of women in Kokoda have received tetanus at antenatal checkup. This compares strongly against provincial average 34.5%. In Oro province, 52% in central province. Birthing at local health centers has improved with all 3 catchments in Sogeri, Kokoda and Mount Koyari, recording higher than provincial averages. The clinics are held in the villages without health centers, so it allows for good opportunities to spread more health information, to extend family members to encourage better update of services. In between patrols, village health volunteers reinforce key messages to promote improved maternal and child health. They play an essential life-saving role in early intervention and referral process for mothers and children needing follow-up care. They travel long distance to speak with families and accompany mothers and children on the long walk to health centers to receive follow-up care.
Cecilia Valam, officer in charge of the Sogeri Health Center. On to water security projects in Kokoda. Under the PNG Australia partnership, the Kokoda Track Authority has been working closely with the Oro and Central Provincial governments and the Australian government through the Kokoda Initiative to support developments in Northern and Central Province along the Kokoda Track region. Some of the developments through this partnership completed in the last 6 months include the grading and graveling of 2 kilometers of the OS Corners Road, an upgrade to the Vesilogo Bridge, Central Water Security Project, track maintenance along the 96-kilometer track, and preparations on building works on the ranger stations along the Kokoda Track. The Kokoda Track Authority has partnered with the Oro and Central Provincial governments to improve the health and sanitation of communities near Kokoda and in the Central Province villages. KTA has allocated 250,000 kina for building materials for the Oro Water Security Project. KTA is also assisting the Central Province Water Security deliver the facilities to all the eligible communities. Central Provincial Government has allocated 250,000 kina towards the Central Province Water Security Project, and the Australian Government, through the Kokoda Initiative, is contributing 850,000 kina, with KTA supporting this project through its resources. Mr. Wargirai says these water projects will see 18 communities in Oro and 18 communities in Central Province receive water tanks with a new water catchment shelter that also serves as a community meeting space. Let's hear more on these developments from Julius Wargirai, Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Kokoda Track Authority.
Kokoda Track Authority has been privileged to be working together in partnership with the Kokoda Initiative to actually implement a lot of projects along the Kokoda, along the historical Kokoda Track. And what we are talking about is the projects that are actualized to address the COVID-19 in the last 6 months. So I will be mainly talking about those areas. I think we have gone a long way in terms of the partnership. Since I joined Kokoda Track Authority last year, there has been a lot of progress in terms of the partnership, under which a lot of projects which have benefited the tourist industry, which have benefited the people, the two provincial government and the government of Papua New Guinea have been implemented. And I think we should be happy for the partnership that has been forged through the willingness and the professional approach taken by the partner agencies. So the partner agencies are not only KI, but we also have the two provincial governments, because the track starts in Central and ends in Oro at Kokoda Station in Oro. The Kokoda Track is owned by the two local level governments that the track passes through, the Koyari local level government and the Kokoda local level governments, and these are in two different provinces. So we have been happy to be part of this partnership. The Australian government has committed actually over 1 million kina to new projects in the Kokoda region, supporting COVID-19 responses, critical water security infrastructure and track maintenance and school project fees to help the families in the primary schools. The package also provides a vital economic stimulus by employing local people and prioritize COVID-19 response activities. The works have been overseen by KTA and supported by the PNG Australia Partnership through the Kokoda Initiative, and that has been the way forward for KTA. KTA is working closely with the Australian government and the community representatives to ensure the projects align with local priorities also. So they are not only aligned with the two government's priorities, you know, PNG government priorities now is COVID-19. And so the Australian government priorities also has aligned its priorities to COVID-19. And this is where we are coming from. So we all align. The program for the local communities under the two local level governments is also aimed at targeting the COVID-19. So we are all aligned to that. So the water security projects, the road system, the school subsidies. So this has served in a bigger way, the partnership that we are doing, the project that have been implemented, are serving the communities also in a bigger way. The Kokoda Track Authority has partnered with the Oro and central government to improve the health and sanitation of communities near Kokoda and in Central Province. KTA allocated 250,000 towards building materials for Oro and also assisted the Central Provincial Water Security Program to deliver the facilities to the people in which the project will be implemented. The project will see 18 communities in Oro and 18 communities in Central Province receiving water tanks with a new water catchment shelter that also serve as a community meeting space. The catchment house will serve also as a community meeting place. One of the good things about this is that along the track, they have not had good, clean drinking water. This one will provide for a good, clean drinking water. And most of them are for the first time receiving those services like that, because most of their drinking water is taken from the streams and rivers. They have to go inland to look for clean water to fetch in order to use it as a good clean drinking water. So this is one of the good things that is bringing into the community. The project provides improved water security to remote 36 villages in Oro and Central Province identified in the interim protected zone. The project importantly prioritizes COVID response activities and promotes community resilience through improved WASH infrastructure and greater COVID awareness and education. Local contractors and business suppliers are also involved, so it is benefiting everyone. That's on the water security system we are implementing in the Central and Oro provinces.
School fee assistance has also been provided under the Kokoda Initiative through School Fee Subsidy Project.
In terms of the school fees, the Government of Australia has assisted through KI to assist KTA, Central Province and Oro to actually assist the parents who have, most of them are subsistence farmers, and they have lost small income earning opportunities because of the suspension of the tracking there. KTA decided to request for assistance in that area, and we have been privileged to have this partnership that came on to actually assist. So in these projects, the Australian government has actually assisted by giving $350,000 to actually support the primary school students. And they range from the total number of primary schools are 9 along this. They are all located along the track. And it is supporting about 1,800 school students in those community schools. And the funding is in line with the board's decision to actually prioritize in according to the SLIP, that is the School Learning and Improvement Program. So that's how we're going to be spending the money. It will be in line with their priorities under that program. KTA is actually implementing that program through the Kokoda Track Foundation. We are working in partnership with the Kokoda Foundation to actually implement that project.
The Australian government, through the Kokoda Initiative, has assisted to upgrade roads along Kokoda. 750,000 kina spent under the Kokoda Initiative on the road repair and upgrading, and 1.3 million kina spent on other sectors of the road in the past year, following the very severe wet season of 2018 to 2019.
And that's starting from Sogari. If you go to Sogari and the small market after the bridge, you have a dirt road going left. That's the road. It's from Depot and right down to Oskona. There's about 3 village communities along the road. We have Bisitabu, we have Vesulogo and Grinimu. And it has benefited them. But it also has benefited the local population that have regularly used the track. So every time they come out of the track, there's vehicles always turning around. It was Kona now because the road has been improved. Even drop-off, they are drop-off there. Before, they used to be drop-off at Sogari and walk all the way down for about 1.5 hours towards Kona. Now they are able to be drop-off right there before they start walking the track.
In late December 2019, fire damage to timber planks had rendered the Vesulogo Bridge decking unsafe for vehicles, requiring immediate replacement. The new bridge, made of durable steel, is expected to last for a longer period, about 40 years.
In terms of the others, we have the Oskona Road. The other project that we have done also is the Vesulogo Bridge. We used to have a timber bridge at Vesulogo. Somehow it was burned because it was rotting. So when they had fire on it, it was just burnt away. This has been replaced with the support of the Australian government through KI. And they spent over just about 200,000 kina to fix the bridge. So it will be there for a long time. So I think those are some of the improved infrastructure that also goes together with the road system that starts at Depot down to Oskona. So you can drive easily now. Even small vehicles can drive all the way down now. So the road is very good now. In terms of the track maintenance, that's another area where we also have got a very good partnership initiated to actually make sure that the the track is safe, not only for the trekkers, but also for the communities, because they are using the track to travel to and from, even the people from Oro.
Repair work commenced in February with the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services under an MOU initiated in 2017.
The track has to be maintained for the communities. So in terms of the short term, we will continue to maintain it for the local communities. But in the long run, we also have a major program that has been, we have started the preparation on. This December last year, we engaged the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services to come and assist KTA under an agreement that was signed earlier for our partnership to improve the track for tourists and also for the local people. Now they completed that track. Soon after that, the COVID came and stops the development. But the funding is still there, and that has been provided by the through the KI, and we have continued to maintain the track. The first phase, we've done a grass cutting. Second phase, we've done log clearance. But the third phase is still coming, where we need to actually construct log bridges. And we have identified the team, the Queensland Parks Wildlife Services, and KTA has actually identified 26 locations to build log bridges. Those two phases that we've undertaken, we are engaging the community again, the local community, to assist in actually cutting the grass, clearing the track.
Maintenance works are overseen by the KTA to ensure the 96-kilometer track continues to be safe and open for use by the local communities and trekkers. Despite the interrupted 2020 trekking season, the Kokoda Trek will continue to be significant for Papua New Guineans and Australians.
We have three ranger stations, one in Oos Corner, one at Kokoda Station, and the one in the middle, Central Koyari, called Efogi Village. We have, as part of our program to improve the ranger's arrangement, because we want to attract more tourists to come, and we want to improve the track. At the moment, we've commenced that with the construction of ranger station in Kokoda Station as part of the improvement. The same facilities will also be constructed in Oos Corner as soon as we finalize a few arrangements. And we will look at Efogi later. But otherwise, these are support that are coming from through those partnerships that we are forging with the Australian government. And they are all in line with COVID-19. You can't administer the track properly if you don't have a proper station to work from. Educate staff. So that's exactly what we are doing now. We are reviewing the current structure of the rangers. So I have 6 rangers. I'm hoping to increase the number from 6. And that's why we are improving those facilities. We are also engaging the local people to also support in the work that we are doing. So in a way, we are making up for the trekking. So it becomes a good economic stimulus package, part of the work that we are providing. And I think that is also supporting the government in actually benefiting our people, providing for alternative revenue-making activities in those areas. And also, we want to make sure that the improvement that we are making to the ranger station will enable KTA to better manage the track in order to attract more tourists. Tourists that are coming to Papua New Guinea, most of them are walking the Kokoda track, and we would like to increase that and improve it. They benefit the local people through the lodges, buying their food, and porters and guides. And so it's a big business for the local people. So we would like to encourage that, so that we provide more employment for the people along the track. It's also a good way of strengthening the bilateral relations that we have with Australia.
Listeners, we are now coming to the end of our program. But before we end, a few last remarks from Nikki Wright, Second Secretary, Kokoda Initiative at the Australian High Commission.
We are really proud of the Kokoda Initiative partnership between the Australian Government and the Government of Papua New Guinea. We highly value the relationships we have with our key partners, including the Kokoda Track Authority, the National Museum and Art Gallery, the Conservation and Environmental Protection Authority, the Tourism Promotion Authority, and the Oro and Central Provincial Administrations. And it is through these relationships, and by us all working together, by us all working in partnership, that we're able to achieve the best outcomes for all.
And that's how we wrap this month's program on current projects along the Kokoda Track. I'm Greg Avira. Join me next month for another AHC On Air program.
Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the Government of PNG and Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.